The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Pleasant good Tuesday morning. It's 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are. Where are you, and what are you doing this morning? Are you awake? Are you having your second cup of coffee? I mean, what are we doing here? I didn't say Norman Rockwell moment. Things are a little too crazy to be having a Norman Rockwell moment, right? That's life, right? We want to let you know that iComplex and Detox Clay Powder are back in stock, and we have a 10% off site-wide sale with free shipping with orders $250 and up. It's our spring sale. Now, of course, we appreciate all of those of you who've been taking advantage of the donation buttons, Michael and Deborah. Mike said that he was going to start supporting the Power Hour, and he went to Buy Me a Coffee and did that because we got a Buy Me a Coffee link and made a donation that way. And then Phil, of course, made a website donation yesterday, and we appreciate that. Phil in Florida also dialed into our community tab, clicked on the prayer request, and submitted a prayer request for Nicole M., a young mother of two boys with her own business here in Florida, serving the disabled in her community. She has bone cancer, which has spread from her arm when first diagnosed to now in the bones throughout her body. Please pray she can be cured of her cancer. It's what Phil's asking for, and brought back to good health. So, wow. God works in just incredible ways, Phil. And we just looked up the situation with Nicole this morning, because this is pretty heavy-duty stuff. With God, all things are possible. Remember that if Nicole is listening, you know, she just needs to focus on her health and believe for all good things to happen and lift the situation up. We ask for doors to be opened and people with the right answers for Nicole to walk forward in her direction and intervene in her situation to help her cancer, to alleviate the things that are going on. Father, we know life is so short and we're here on this earth to bless others, and that's what Nicole has been doing. And we just thank you for those blessings, for her opportunities, for her life, for the life of her children, her family unit. We just pray that you lift that situation up and bless it and heal Nicole in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? That's pretty deep this morning, Phil. Somebody's going to come in across her path. I have a feeling. It's going to take some serious work, but somebody's going to come across your path. I know bone cancer's tough. What's also tough is the fact that, you know, we did have to give up satellite because of the expense. And we don't, you know, what's hard about satellite radio, or not satellite, but the shortwave, excuse me, I spoke. No, I'm not whispering like the moron from the White House. With shortwave, it's hard to measure the amount of people that actually listened to the show. We don't know. It's hard to justify the expense. This is one of the reasons Alex Jones dropped shortwave as well, because it's hard to measure. We don't know, because you don't know how many receiver sets are out there listening. It could have been 100, could have been 1,000. We don't know. There's no way to tell. The one thing we do know is Rick's satellite system, for those of you that want crystal clear opportunities to listen to the show on Channel 1, with the RickSatelliteUSA.com satellite dish system, we have one to give away. And you're like, huh? Yeah, I know, you don't like free stuff, right? We haven't been conditioned that much. You know, I work for everything I get. I remember when we were growing up, it was like, well, if you can't pay cash for it, don't buy it. Oh boy, have times changed, haven't they? Whip out the plastic. Yep. Yeah. So here you don't have to worry about that because the system with Rick was donated. Rick Kaler has one to give away. If you want to win it, you got to have something in it. And that means a letter to either support at thepowerhour.com or send it snail mail. I know it's 68 cents for one of these stamps now. Ugh, darn. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. I know, it's a commitment. You send your letter with your name, address, and phone number. Either way, email or letter. You support at thepowerhour.com. We get it faster. So when you email us this information, also include a couple of paragraphs as to why you would like the dish system, the need for it, where you are, what your, you know, current situation is. I mean, you don't have to write a thesis. You know, you're not going after your PhD here. You're going after the opportunity to win a dish system. And Rick will even help you set it up. That's a good thing. So don't panic because you're going to get two boxes. And the boxes are going to contain the big dish, 32 inches in diameter, and all the instructions on how to put the system together and hook it up and all that good stuff. The cable, everything, the mounts, all included. So, I mean, heck of a deal, because if you had to go out and buy this, if the average person had to go buy it, it'd cost them $299, including shipping. $269 if you're a Power Hour listener and you call Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, and you tell him you're a Power Hour listener, then it's $269. But the beauty of it is once you bought the dish, it's over as far as charges go. Once that dish is set up and running, you don't have to plug it into your internet. It's a good thing. Government doesn't know what you're listening to. You got multiple TV channels, multiple radio channels from satellite feeds all over the world. Educational channels, Christian TV stations for the kids. If you're homeschooling, this is especially important. So you got to love that. So you still have the opportunity to register to win the system, and we hope you do. Take advantage of it. Now, you should know the Power Hour and the Power Mall, for those of you listening for the first time, they're connected. The Power Mall actually is the finance mechanism to keep the Power Hour on the air. So when you buy from the Power Mall or make donations, that keeps us on the air. When you stop doing that, we don't exist. This is an important year because it's an election year. It's 2024. For every $25 donation we get, you get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste at no cost to you. Ship it to you. So the best time is when you're ordering products from the Power Mall to donate $25, and then we're going to throw the Vitamir regular toothpaste in with your order. Heck of a deal, huh? You could do what Mike and Deborah did and visit thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. That makes it happen, too. We also have partners that you can shop with by clicking the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com. And if you make a purchase with one of our partners, take 5 minutes to call or email us and let us know so we get credit, because that's how we stay in the game. Now, you know about the community tab, because we already told you that's where prayer requests go. And if you click that, too, we have another thing called forum. And you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. We are slated to have Joaquim Hagopian. He's out in the South Pacific. He's a West Point grad, Army officer, and author of Illegitimus Non Carborundum Est. I'm just phrasing it in Latin. Don't let the bastards get you down. That's the English translation of what I just said in Latin. All right. One of the first things I learned when I was studying Latin in high school. We're like, Latin? Oh, yeah. Vile e vila romana. Vila non e parva. Laguna est alta un longa. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's like, what are you going to do with all that information? I don't know. You know, if you happen to be in law and have anything to do with the law, Latin is really important. But again, you know, it's one of those things. So we're going to be talking about the war in Ukraine and NATO's involvement, the potential for, and why is everybody all of a sudden like Joaquin Hagopian way out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean away from nuclear war? Yeah, that might be one of the reasons why. Anyway, aside from that, we're talking about what happened out in the South Pacific. Cockpit voice and flight data recorders are being gathered as an investigation begins into a sudden mid-air drop in an Auckland-bound flight that left passengers bloodied, hospitalized by the dozens, felt like an earthquake had just hit. LATAM Airlines flight LA-800 departed Sydney at 11:35 a.m. on Monday with 263 passengers and 9 flight and cabin crew headed for Auckland, New Zealand, about two-thirds of the way into the three-hour flight. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, which was 8 years old according to flight tracking data, experienced a strong shake, according to the airline. The incident occurred after a technical problem, the Chilean carrier said. As it continued to investigate the incident, passengers on board the flight told New Zealand news site Stuff that once the plane landed, the pilot was in shock and said his gauges just blanked out. Without the instrument panel, passengers claimed the pilot said he briefly lost the ability to fly his plane. 50 people were treated by 14 ambulance crews who were waiting for the flight when it landed safely at Auckland Airport on Monday at about 4:30 local time. 13 of those were hospitalized, including one in serious condition. 3 hospitalized included 4 passengers from Australia, 2 from Brazil, and 2 from New Zealand, as well as 1 French and 1 Chilean passenger. 3 cabin crew were also taken for further treatment. The mid-air drop has been described as lasting for about a second or so. But in that 1 second, you know why the pilot always tells you to keep your seat belt fastened? If I can't say any more than this, Auckland-based DJ Lucas Elwood was on that flight. He had his seat belt on at the time of the drop. Said the lunch service had just finished when the plane all of a sudden fell. It was over in under a second, so it was a very quick jolt. Felt like an earthquake had just hit. Everything was smooth sailing. Then it just, boom, struck with no warning from the pilots. Elwood said everything that wasn't strapped down instantly hit the roof. That means you flew right out of your seat. Passengers and crew members were left injured and bleeding while others were visibly shaken, according to the DJ. That's why you need to keep your seatbelt on during the flight, because if anything like that happens or that plane rolls, you're going to turn into a projectile. Duh. Oh, no, I'm entitled. I can fly around. I'm entitled. I can take my seatbelt off, and you can't tell me what to do. Okay, fine. Yeah, you go flying down the aisle, and you hit somebody and break their neck. Yeah, well, you're probably on your way out the door as well. So you just go right ahead and be a jerk and keep your seatbelt off. That's one of the reasons why. Anybody that's got a respect for flying and for airplanes, I've actually flown an aircraft. So I'll tell you, that's just one of the things in my experience. We always wear seatbelts. Good night, folks. That's pretty crazy. And stuff like this has to happen. Right-wing populist national rally of Marine Le Pen holds a commanding lead of 13 points over President Emmanuel Macron in the upcoming elections for the European Parliament. 3 months before voters in France and across the EU go to the polls and determine the composition of the bloc's next parliament, President Macron continues to struggle as he looks to move on from a year dominated by civil unrest, racially inspired riots, to labor union strikes and mass demonstrations against his raising of the pension age and the nation's farmers shutting down critical roadways in protest of the green agenda. Oh, they did more than that. They sprayed manure all over everything and everybody. According to an Ipsos survey of French voters, Macron's neoliberal globalist ensemble coalition, which includes his own Renaissance as well as the centrist democratic movement MoDem and the globalist Horizons Party, is on pace to get only 18% of the vote in the upcoming elections, declining further 2 points over the last 3 months. Wow. So he's, you see where all these green new deals and all this other garbage get you? The Russian Defense Ministry on Monday announced a group of Russian warships has arrived in Iranian waters for participation in a joint exercise with Iran and China called Maritime Security Belt 2024. All right, so now we got Russian warships in the Gulf of Oman in the Arabian Sea. Purpose of the maneuvers: to work out the safety of maritime economic activity. Oh, really? Combating piracy and maritime terrorism, facilitating information exchange for maritime rescue operations, and sharing operational and tactical insights, according to Iranian state media. Really? Why do we have a Russian flagship, the Varyag, a guided missile cruiser whose hull dates back to the 1980s? Why is that out there? Because it carries an extensive inventory of modern radar systems and weapons for both surface and submarine warfare? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah, we really tried to keep the world news to a minimum this morning and just gave you the most significant garbage because it's what it is. We weren't there. We don't know. It's hard to say, right? Before we move into U.S. news and politics here at 15 after the hour, Dave in New York, good morning, sir. How are you?
Yahoo. Yeah, I've got some, you know, good news and hope and all that type of thing, okay, which rather important to me because, you know, I've been sort of like diagnosed, you know, with what someone says is a form of cancer. And I've been using the Rife machine, you know, that you offer there. And this is just my opinion, just my, you know, I'm not a medical person at all, and I'm not trying to be one, okay? And I've seen improvement, and I don't know how far, you know, along this person's problem is, but I'm going to tell you right now that I have definitely noticed an improvement. So, and when you want to talk Latin and you look on the back of your dollar bill and it says Annuit Corruptus, announcing the birth of Novus Ordo Seclorum. In other words, that's apart from Jesus Christ, okay? You know, that's Latin. That's a real fancy language in there. You know, you can't understand what that means, you know, but you know what I mean? Apart from Jesus Christ, basically. It's part, you know, and then they have the all-seeing eye on top of the dollar right there in that little circle on the back of your dollar bill, and you know what I mean? Well, that's their new world order.
Okay? New order of the ages.
Yeah, it's what Satan, you know what I mean? And it's the battle right now. And he's such a jackass, Satan thinks he's going to win. And again, if you get into, you know, the satanic law of inversion, you know, it's the opposite of what everybody thinks is going on, going on. You know what I mean? And it takes faith. And I have a boatload of that stuff. And, you know, oh, and there's one thing. There's a local TV station here, and every morning they have, during the week anyway, they have somebody say the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay? And this is priceless. It's WTEN, Channel 10.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's like one of the first ones, okay? And there's a little girl on there from March 7th. Her name is Lily. 3 years old, and she says a Pledge of Allegiance, and it is priceless.
Wow.
This little three-year-old girl, you know. And I always thought there was something really magnificent about my water supply here. Well, apparently it must be working pretty good because that little girl, you see her and you just want to watch her over and over again. But she is so cute and she doesn't miss a beat. I mean, it's just really, you know, really fun thing to watch. And I want to cheer somebody up. So if you have the opportunity, you know, do that and pray for me and I'll pray for you. And, you know, God's will be done. So if he's done
That's
with
right.
me. He is, but I don't think
okay,
he is.
Okay, Dave.
I deny it.
Well, you know
I
what?
Thank you.
Yep, Dave,
yes,
I tell you what, while you're there, give me a big amen for the cancer cure.
Amen.
You know, two people are agreeing on this, Dave. That's me and you right now. Two people are agreeing it's going to get added onto you. You keep doing what you're doing. I have definitely noticed improvement in a lot of things, too, with that. And I appreciate your chiming in on that this morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. God bless you, sir. Be safe and be with you. All right. You see, that's the power. Why we call it the power hour, folks. Knowledge is power. And if you are attuned to frequencies, you know that. You understand how it works. You know, I don't mind you emailing me at support@thepowerhour.com or dave@thepowerhour.com. You could do that as well. You know, those emails get forwarded to me and I can call you and talk to you and answer questions or whatever it is. You know, if you need prayer, I mean, you know, we go over and above. Just because, you know, like I said, I spend the 2 hours I do a day with you in the morning doesn't mean that my day stops, especially when it comes to the show. So understand that we have faith, and we have to have faith in ourselves in order to move this show forward. Otherwise, there would be no sense in getting up at 4 or 5 or whatever hour in the morning I happen to get up at. Yesterday it was 2:15. And you're just like, wow. Yeah. And, you know, there's work to be done. Cleaning off the desktop. I'm talking about my computer. So it's just one of those things, you know, that work has to be done. And sometimes there's just no other way or means to do that except in the wee hours of the morning. So there you have it. It's how the show functions. So, you know, we put our faith in what we do and say on the show, in bringing content out there that you can use. And of course, then the power of prayer is massive. And I'm speaking through the Spirit in all things. So sometimes, you know, if it sounds a little radical, it's the Spirit troubling me. And I try to have some semblance of sanity here and not put the tinfoil hat on, as my opponents would say. Oh, boy. Because, you know what? We all know the difference between conspiracy theory and the truth is about 6 months. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things out there in our world, and I'm talking about in the U.S., in America. Big difference between the two. The U.S. is incorporated. The America is the 50 states united, at least for the time being, absent a Red Dawn or nuclear attack. I just wonder what would happen if the powers that be in D.C. stepped so far into the pile of you-know-what that Russia just said, okay, enough's enough, and hit the magic button. And next thing you know, that 10-square-mile area that seems to think it's better than us, that's holding all these enemy combatants, at least that's what they call them, from January 6th, patriotic people that were led astray once they got to the Capitol building and encouraged to enter it during the middle of the electoral count, and then got themselves in trouble. That whole thing was a trap. And there's more to the story. Because a Secret Service agent who is driving the SUV with then President Donald Trump inside on January 6, 2021, refuted the claim that President Trump grabbed for the wheel of the vehicle. This according to the J6 committee, who had Cassidy Hutchinson, former White House official, testifying in her fourth interview in 2022. She was told by Anthony Ornato, another Secret Service agent, that he was told by a fellow agent that President Trump grabbed for the wheel. Come to find out, now a Secret Service agent has claimed that President Trump did not grab the wheel, that Ms. Hutchinson lied to the committee. Oh, do you think they're going to punish her? No. J6 committee got what it wanted. And Benny Thompson, the chairman of that now disbanded select committee, has not responded to a request for comments about, hey, how come you hid all this information? The select committee didn't release the driver's transcript, neither did House Republicans. A Republican aide declined to provide it. So what does that tell you about our uniparty? Huh. Amazing how that works, isn't it? I don't remember. I don't recall. Yeah. That stuff. And you know what's really funny? They interviewed Mr. Ornato, who is one of these go-betweens in the, I heard it at the beauty parlor. Yeah. He said, this is not a story I recollect, and I don't recall that story happening. Oh, gee, now he says it. See how things can get politicized out there? Speaking of politicizing, attorneys for former President Trump have filed a motion to exclude certain evidence in his criminal case in New York and adjourn trial as the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments over Trump's presidential immunity defense in a separate criminal case. You know, it's amazing. He is the front runner, despite the fact he's been indicted in four separate jurisdictions on a total of 91 counts and has raised presidential immunity as a defense several times. And just remember, if they can weaponize the DOJ to do it to a former leader of our country, imagine what would happen. You get any commander in chief in the driver's seat that does anything the opposing party doesn't like. And all of a sudden he's getting indicted. Remember what we all have said about Supreme, you know, grand juries. They can indict a ham sandwich, according to attorney Jerry Spence, if the prosecutor wants them to. Wow. You know, what's going on with our criminal system here, if that's the case, huh? Makes you wonder. You can go in and claim anything you want. I mean, it's almost like you're guilty until proven innocent, huh? President Trump has also confirmed that he met with Elon Musk yesterday, but said he's not sure if the Tesla CEO will back his reelection bid. Musk has clearly said he's not going to be donating money to either campaign. No, I don't really think that President Trump is going to make Elon Musk his VP candidate. Don't worry about that. But you have to realize that since purchasing Twitter, now X, in 2022, Mr. Musk has removed suspensions for a number of prominent conservatives, including President Trump's account, after it was banned in January of 2021. Trump has not gone back on X. He's got his own platform now, Truth Social. What'd you think was going to happen, Elon, when you banned him, or your people banned him? The people who, before you bought it, banned him. What'd you think was going to happen? He started up his own network, Truth Social. We're on there. Over the years, there have been rumors that gang members and members of prison gangs receive a teardrop tattoo near their eye for every person they have allegedly murdered. Mr. Musk referred to this, saying it means they've murdered someone. They're proud of having murdered someone, that they tattoo one tear on their face for every person they killed. In another instance this year, the ex-owner referred to reports of a yellow school bus being used to transport illegals near Brooklyn's James Madison High School. And this is the quote. This is what is eyebrow raising. This is what happens when you run out of hotel rooms. Soon, cities will run out of schools to vacate. Then they will come for your homes, Mr. Musk wrote on social media about a month ago. Did I not say that that could be the case? I told you, keep your powder dry. That is a likely possibility. And when they can't get anywhere in the inner cities, they will start migrating into the countryside, into the suburbs and the urban and rural areas of the country. Scout's honor, right? Scout motto. Be prepared. It's going to happen. We got more news coming up about what's going on in the RNC and all the other garbage. When we come back from these important messages, stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you.
And there's that old familiar sounder at 34 minutes after the hour of 7 Central where we are. Joachim Hagopian joins us for this segment, and he's out in the middle of, well, where it's rainy and nice and green. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Dave. Great to be back.
So are we in, is it the middle of the night out there, or what time is it out there?
It's 8:34 here.
And that would be evening time, yeah, where you are. So I'm going to let everybody, where is he? I'm going to let everybody figure that out. They'll be spending the whole rest of the hour. Nope, folks, you got to listen to what we're talking about here because this is crazy. We're talking about a couple of different things. The border war that's going on right now. We just told you what Elon Musk said about pretty soon when they can't vacate enough schools that these illegal immigrants that are here in America, these invaders, are going to start coming for your homes and moving out into the hinterland, into the suburbs, the urban areas, and finally into the rural areas. And what's to stop them from, like what they're doing on the border? This is the reports that we're getting about people that peer in windows and smash indoors and grab what they want and destroy property. It's what they've been doing. Joachim, has your research shown any different?
Oh, no. And then we learned just recently that 320 more thousand have come in, not just through our southern border, but they're coming on airplanes from foreign airports, mostly in South America and Central America and Mexico. They're flying them in at taxpayer expense.
Now, the UN is behind this, aren't they?
The UN, we got the basically the oligarchs that are paying for it all, along with the UN, along with taxpayers, the U.S. government. They're all in on it, and they're all our enemy, obviously.
Wow. This is huge because, I mean, 320,000 new people, when you extrapolate that out, that's the size of most medium cities in the United States of America. And you're adding that onto the 9.2 million that are already here, which pretty much, I mean, the number of people that have been illegally entering into the United States is just about the size of the population of Metro LA.
It's like they have a plan to replace the American citizen population. That is the plan. They're passing laws now to get them fast-tracked to U.S. citizenship, giving them uniforms and guns. And guess what? They won't have any problem using those guns on American citizens.
No, they won't. And the bigger problem is we've been telling everybody that, you know, there was a reason why you are buying guns, ammo, and food supplies, and people are stocking up and beefing up their first aid kits and doing whatever they can. A lot of people have just, you know, literally thrown up their hands and gone, que sera, sera, whatever. My vote doesn't count. They've all gotten a bad attitude as a result of this, and we need people in the fight now more than ever. I mean, you're a West Point grad. You haven't given up.
Oh, no. We got to fight. I mean, it's not over. If we fight, if we unite, that's the key, is uniting on this cause of, basically, it's down to survival. Survival of the human species, because it's basically democide in all the governments, all particularly the Western governments. But they've had population explosion and overpopulation. They've used that from way back in the 1700s. And they've been using that for depopulation eugenics now, which is basically murdering us. So, I mean, it's widespread. They're opening up possible war fronts for World War III. We got two of them already active, with the one in the Middle East that's expanding now. Lebanon and Hezbollah is now, you know, going back and forth. That we got the Houthis going with the Red Sea and the sea lanes there. And of course, there's the old Ukraine that they're screaming for more aid from. And thankfully, Congress has not given them yet, but that's coming. It'll come.
Well, the bigger problem, though, is that Putin and his counterparts at the Kremlin are still continuing to threaten to push the button if NATO enters Ukraine. So where, you know, a lot of geopoliticists like yourself that are looking at this, I mean, by the way, if you don't know this, Joaquim has a master's in clinical psychology and is a licensed therapist in mental health, has a big background in that. He understands what this thing is about mass psychosis in America and how people are basically sitting there in a total state of confusion, not understanding what to do. You know, God is not the author of confusion that he should lie, but Satan is. And I think we all know where the real war is. It is a spiritual battle at this point in time, but it's all in the mind because people can be easily defeated. They're depressed. They don't want to face reality. They don't want to understand that things could turn mission critical. And so they just basically are taking a back seat. And this is the worst time to be doing that, which is one of the reasons we have guests like Joaquim Hagopian on here because he's used to this. He's seen it all. And this is one of the reasons why we're having this discussion. So I really appreciate you being on the show this morning, sir, even though it's evening where you are. People are going, where is he? So anyway, aside from that, so the border with Ukraine, obviously, we're defending their border more than we are our own. There's an obvious reason for that. People are very much aware of it, especially listeners on this show. So question is, since a lot of these geopoliticists before, as I was leading up to before I got sidetracked, which I do that a lot, where are we at as far as some people say that we're not going to have World War III until China tries to invade Taiwan and that's going to start it versus people who are saying, no, when NATO goes into Ukraine, that's going to start it. What's your take on all this after seeing all these different skirmishes?
Well, it could happen at any time, and it sounds like, you know, Macron back on February 26th made this passing statement like, hey, don't rule it out. It's on the table. We could send NATO into Ukraine. And that kind of started the ball rolling. Several of the ministers, defense, foreign ministers in the EU and NATO are saying, yeah, that's a good idea. A few others backed away immediately and said, no, we're not sending troops. So. But the way I look at it, you know, to me, everything's theater. Everything has been planned out in advance and it's theater. So when you have various factions saying, well, you know, let's go into Ukraine and let's have the big one. And then the others are backing away and saying, no, it's all controlled opposition. You know, it's the good cop, bad cop. You know, the people want to hear that. No, no, we're not going in, you know, but. The ones that are putting it out, I mean, Macron worked for the Rothschilds for many years before he was plugged into as the president of France. So, I mean, everything is played out according to plan. And yeah, I believe that their plan is World War III. They want to crash everything at once. The economy is going to go. The U.S. dollar as the international currency, that's all going to go. And what do? They always coincide with a big war, a new war to start. And of course, you know, all you have to do is look at history and you know where we're going, you know, because it always starts and false flags. Most American wars, particularly since the 1898 war, Spanish-American war, mm-hmm. almost every single war is started with a false flag. So expect there's going to be some kind of incident. They've been bringing in all those, what, you know, it's really, they say, you know, 10 million or whatever. I've heard sources that are inside saying it's more like 20 million, you know, and they can't keep track of them. And what do? They give them the app that in 2 years, you're going to become a citizen. And then they, you know, suddenly get lost in America, you know, and they can't track them, you know, and. Yeah, they're giving them $10,000 credit and all this kind of stuff. They're even selling first home buyers. If they're foreign, they're selling them. They take priority now on every level over the American citizen. What does that tell you? It says that the American taxpayers, if they're paying for taxes, are paying for their own self-undoing, their own deaths. That's what's happening.
So the bigger picture here, though, is that, you know, while Americans are trying to exist I mean, Biden, when he came into office, I had a story in my email blast, which I might get to later, but I might as well talk about it now. He's in his executive orders. There are people now that are reading through what he has been signing that basically is going to allow illegals to register to vote as well as convicted felons. He's trying to open the floodgates. And he did this ever since he took office to try to get illegals and felons to vote Democrat to keep them in power. Have you researched any of this? Do you concur with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been a plan in the works for a long time. And, you know, I mean, everything he's done is to basically destroy America. And my view is Obama is his earpiece. He gets his information and orders from Obama, and Obama gets it from the Rothschild City of London banks. You know, I mean, that's the way it's working. But yeah, what does he do? He shuts down all the oil and the LNG. Oh, and they brought in Podesta, the pedophile.
Yeah, Johnny. Oh yeah, John Podesta.
He's now replaced, idiot. For the czar, the climate hoax czar.
Oh, John and, Kerry, you're talking about now.
And so what does whatever. He do? First thing he does is he shuts down all leases, new leases now for LNG. And his brother, big lobbyist involved in all kinds of nefarious activity, along with the pedophilia, by the way, Pizzagate, I did a chapter on them all, but anyway. Yeah, he does business with all the LNG from Russia and from all these foreign companies, So he stands to gain, Everything being done by this administration is to destroy America. And that was the job that Obama started, and now Biden's going to finish it.
Sad but true. Mike in Indiana, you are on the phone with Joaquim Hagopian. What's your question?
Oh, you got a guy on there now or something?
I sure do. Are you listening?
Yeah, well, I just got in the house. I just want to mention something. My relative lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And yesterday we were talking on the phone, and I started to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm home now. I'm back from Kentucky. But have you ever heard of this movie called Oppenheimer, the story about
the
guy?
You mean the one that won all the Oscars? Oh, yeah, We're familiar with Robert Oppenheimer and what they did to him. Yeah, we know.
The one that invented the atomic bomb.
Correct, yes. We were very much aware of it. We talked about that on the show yesterday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you did, but I started to watch it, and really interesting. I'm going to finish watching it today, I mean, it's amazing how it started out and then went over to Los Alamos and how he went to Berkeley and Cambridge and la-di-da-da, Now, I was just wondering if what kind of new kind of bomb we're building now.
Oh, they've got hydrogen bombs. They got all sorts of stuff. I mean, if I published this war map where you could actually go. It's a software program that you can actually look and you can pick from a whole list of the different kinds of nuclear warheads that we have out there, like Tsar Bomba, which is this, kiloton weapon that literally will take out, 20 square miles. I mean, completely level it all the way around the blast site. So it will be worse than Chernobyl if any of those things hit. I appreciate your call, Mike. Keep listening. The bigger problem is with Oppenheimer and all these other films, Fail Safe. I mean, it seems like every decade we've had movies out that describe nuclear war, and it always seems to precede some sort of internal national or international conflict that we're going to be having. And it's like they put out these movies, Hollywood does, to condition Americans to accept what's going to happen, to accept the inevitable. I mean, you've studied clinical psychology. Are we off base in assessing
it's called
that?
Predictive programming. The Obamas now are producers, and look at their movie. What? Something about Behind.
Leave the world
everything
behind.
Goes wrong all at once. Well, guess what? It's tomorrow, next day. It's coming, and they're producers. They not only create conditions to bring what is in their movie, but they are producing and making money off of it too. I mean, it's the double whammy from the Obamas. I mean, there's so much predictive programming. They put it out there, according to their whatever. They don't have much in the way of ethics, but, you know, they have this sense that, you know, according to what they do, they have to put it out. And that's why the Simpsons were very famous for that. They carry out all kinds of things that were, how did they know? It was like 2, 3, 4 years in advance, you know, and they got the exact listing of what happens down the road. You know? Yeah.
Makes you wonder. See, I've always asked myself that. Why are they doing this when we're right in the middle of, we're just about to have an international conflict where the possibility is that there could be limited nuclear tactical strikes, which then expand into something way bigger than that. Oh, well, America's going to, we're just going to accept that. And it just takes one little trigger to trip. It's just like you were talking about the Spanish-American War where the USS Maine just kaboom. It just takes one little trigger to set everybody off. We had 9/11, took one little trigger to set everybody off. And then everybody's got to go march to the nearest recruitment station there to sign up to go over there and blow, you know, Iraq to smithereens. And then we got to pay to rebuild it. And then they go into Afghanistan and then they, you know, we leave and 13 military get killed. I mean, you talk about total craziness. This country is literally, and the banks are the ones who are going to make all the money off both sides of this equation, right?
Oh, they've been at it for several centuries, the Rothschilds. Yeah. You know, they started the Napoleonic Wars, backing both sides, making all the money, creating all the conflicts in every war. Yeah, it's divide and rule, you know?
Why do we keep falling for this?
Same old history over and over. I mean, you think we'd learn, you know?
You would think we would. Phil in Florida, you're on with Joaquim Hagopian. Go ahead.
Good morning. And Dave, first of all, thank you for the prayer for my friend Nicole. It's a real treat to speak with Joaquim Hagopian. I read him years ago when we were all trying to and if you were involved with the military attack.
Yeah, you're breaking up there, Phil. I don't know what's going on with your phone system there.
Yeah,
must have BOIP.
Okay. Yes. How about now?
Oh. Yep, I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Yes. But Joaquin, I read years ago when we were all trying to stop the Iraq war, and I'm trying to remember if I was introduced to him through the Military Academy Veterans Against the War. And but anyway, it's a treat to have him on the program. You know, the false flags and everything. You had on yesterday, Dave, you were reading the headlines about, you know, the media coming out with, well, we're just waiting for another 9/11 to happen. And to me, and anyone who's paid attention, like Joaquin was saying, that means it is going to happen, you know.
Yep.
And I again want to suggest that any of us listening, when we hear someone say those words, it's an opportunity for us to come back with, yeah, and you know 9/11 was rigged, don't you? And then it's another opportunity, because if we can get that through to the person saying that, and they realize that 9/11 was rigged, you know, use the word rigged or something. If you say inside job, they automatically are conditioned, yep, to look at you
tin
as a foil
hat.
Yep. Yes, but that's something we can do. And the other thing was, I don't know. There's other callers. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there are. I appreciate it, Phil. Thanks. Tim in Michigan, you're on with Joaquim Hagopian. What's your question?
Years ago, Obama was seen getting on Air Force One with a book in his hand called Post America. And everybody was like chirping about it. And I guarantee you, somebody can find that book and look at it, that's the plan we're following. Obama doesn't have a original thought in his head. Anything he's done, he's plagiarized. So I'll guarantee if you go back to that book, you'll get all the master plan, what he's following. Then,
okay.
Two, am I just wrong on this? Or when I see the president scolding the Supreme Court for the decision on Roe versus Wade and people, and he's mad, I just see somebody going, we will kill those kids again, and the babies will be murdered again.
Yeah, well, that's all part of our psychological conditioning for acceptance, I believe. Joaquin, are you? Can you stay for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to have Joaquin Hagopian back on the other side of the break here. We're all going to take a break right now. Take a deep breath. The phone lines will be open so you can ask questions. I mean, we're in some pretty deep conversation right now. We will be back after these important messages. Take five. Do what you got to do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.